Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jujinyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Two-phased budget session of Nagaland Assembly to commence on March 2. Minister Along emphasizes unity among Naga tribes, preservation of indigenous culture at Angami Sekringi. NEPET team leader Kovi Meyase says collective intent key to making ecotourism sustainable in Nagaland. And District Water and Sanitation Mission, Zuneboto, to constitute a district technical unit. And now the news in detail. The budget session for the fiscal 2026-27 of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA, will commence on 2nd of next month in two phases. This will be the first time the Assembly will hold its budget session in two phases of sittings. We have a report.
According to a provisional program issued by the NLA Secretariat, the first phase of the session will begin on March 2 with the Governor's address and will continue till the 12th with 4-day recess in between. As per the calendar of sittings, motion of thanks to the Governor's address will be held on March 3 and 9. Phase 1 of the session will also include discussions on matters of urgent public importance, reporting on assents to bills, laying of annual administrative reports, presentation of assembly committee reports, introduction and consideration of government bills and private members' bills, as well as introduction and adoption of government resolutions. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
While the dates for the second phase is scheduled to be announced on the last day of the first phase, NLA Secretary in Charge Kruhit Nyorio said it will tentatively commence with the presentation of the State Budget 2026-27 by Chief Minister Nipyo Rio, who also holds the finance portfolio. In this phase, CAG report will also be presented besides presentation of supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26, discussion and passing of the budget and other important business of the House. The Angami community celebrated its premier festival, Sekringi Kam Mini Hornbill, organized by Angami Public Organization and sponsored by Nagaland Tourism Department at Sovima Village Council Ground today. The event was graced by Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjan Imna Along, as chief guest, and Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jaleo Rio, as guest of honor, alongside other leaders. In his address, Minister Along lauded the inclusive celebration, emphasizing unity among Naga tribes, preservation of indigenous culture alongside Christian faith and responsible leadership.
Indigenous people like the Nagas, if we do not preserve our heritage, of our culture, of our tradition, and of our way of life, then we will not be able to take ourselves as an entity of a progressive people. That is very important.
Minister Along highlighted Sekringi as a festival of purification, urging communities to overcome division and strengthen trust. APO President Tejao Vihinyo reflected on Sekringi's spiritual roots, noting that while ancestral rituals are no longer practiced, the festival's essence of renewal, dedication, and cultural identity remains profoundly meaningful. Nagaland Empowerment of People Through Economic Development, NEPET, team leader Kovi Meyase said, ecotourism must focus on empowering communities, not just attracting visitors, stressing that collective commitment is vital for sustainable development in Nagaland. Addressing a state-level workshop at the Capital Convention Center, Kohima, he highlighted the state's pristine landscapes, rich biodiversity, and vibrant indigenous cultures as strong foundations for conservation-based tourism. He said responsibly managed ecotourism can balance conservation and economic growth, strengthen local governance, preserve cultural identity, and create opportunities for youth and women. The workshop will explore community empowerment, sustainable livelihoods, best practices, and supportive policy frameworks. Mr. Meyase noted NEPET's three-decade legacy in people-centric development and natural resource management, adding that with support from the Northeast Council, the initiative reflects a shared regional commitment to sustainability. A meeting of the District Water and Sanitation Mission, DWSM, under Public Health Engineering Department was held yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Zinebuto. The committee discussed forming a district technical unit to support villages of the district in water sustainability, identify gaps in the Jal Jeevan Mission, and train villagers in resource management. Deputy Commissioner Dharam Raj IAS emphasized regular water quality testing, mapping existing infrastructure and addressing challenges in implementing water and sanitation schemes. Officials reviewed progress on water supply, sanitation and ODF initiatives, highlighting community participation, interdepartmental coordination and sustainable maintenance. The DWSM reaffirmed its commitment to enhancing water and sanitation services to improve residents' quality of life. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that Delhi police has arrested the accused who allegedly insulted three women of Arunachal Pradesh in New Delhi. Talking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said that stringent action will be taken as per the law. He added that the government has ensured that if anyone misbehaves with the people of the Northeast, strong action will be taken against them. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has condemned the alleged misbehavior and asserted that any act of insult or discrimination against people from the Northeast will not be tolerated in the national capital. She further stated that strict action will be taken against anyone found involved in such acts. A three-day Northeast Spring Festival 2026, also known as the Festival of Northeast, will begin tomorrow at the NEZCC Complex, Dimapur. The festival is being organized by the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC, Dimapur, in collaboration with the South Central Zone Cultural Center, SCZCC, Nagpur, under the aegis of the Ministry of Culture, Government of India. The festival will be celebrated alongside Madhya Dakshini Festival 2026, creating a vibrant cultural confluence between the northeastern and south central regions of the country. We have a report.
The event seeks to preserve and promote the rich folk and tribal heritage of Northeast India while offering a national platform to traditional performing artists and fostering cultural exchange with South Central State to strengthen national integration. Altogether, 130 folk artists from the 8 Northeastern states will present diverse art forms with special focus on youth engagement through folk, tribal band and choir performances. Bands and choir include Blue Temptation from Shillong, Coronation Choir Dimapur, Brahmos from Kohima, and 6 trains from Guwahati. Additionally, 83 artists from 5 states will perform under the Madhya Dakshini Festival 2026 with extended events in Namsai, Arunachal Pradesh and Riboy in Meghalaya. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Director NEZCC Dimapur, Dr. Prasanna Gogoi, said the festival promises to be a grand celebration of India's cultural diversity and a platform for strengthening national integration through cultural unity. Dr. Gogoi said that through such initiatives, the Ministry of Culture continues to uphold its commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse cultural heritage. And in sports, two Naga women will be representing Nagaland at the Khelo India Asmita Kickboxing Zonal League East Zone, which will commence tomorrow and continue till March 1 at Siliguri, West Bengal. The players Nukshikala Jamir and Lamnon El Konyak will be accompanied by Mongsen Longkumar and Alamtemse Longchar, both officials from Nagaland Association Kickboxing Organization. Recently, Nagaland players under NACO brought laurels to the state by winning 5 medals with 1 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze and a 4th position respectively. And to end the news, the headlines once again. Two-phased budget session of Nagaland Assembly to commence on March 2. Minister Along emphasizes unity among Naga tribes, preservation of indigenous culture at Angami Sekrinyi. NEPET team leader Kovimeya says collective intent key to making ecotourism sustainable in Nagaland. and District Water and Sanitation Mission Zinhiboto to constitute a district technical unit. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.